You're listening to the Cornerstone Word of Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Pastor Rhonda. For more information on our church, please visit cwol.org.
How's everybody this morning? Good, good, good. Well, I tell you, today is a day of great celebration. When Jesus left the earth, he left us with very specific instructions. Let's look at some of them. Matthew 28:19. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Go ye. Go. Let's back it up. Go. This doesn't work in other countries, but go is two-thirds of God. G-O-D. Two-thirds of God is go. Go is an active command. He said, you go. Go ye, therefore, and teach how many nations? All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. When we're going, therefore, and teaching all nations, he is with us always. But he's with us always, always, always anyway. But it's good to know that he's with you always. Mark 16:15. And he, Jesus, said unto them, "Go ye into all the world." How much of the world? All of it. "And preach the gospel to every creature." That is our mandate as believers. Every generation is responsible for reaching the world that they find themselves in. And this generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls. Did you hear me? This generation of Christians, that's us. Say, that's me. We are responsible for this generation of souls right here in Alabama, but also around the world, because he said go to all the world. So Wesley put on one of our t-shirts that he designed for the 25th anniversary that we as a church have been world changers since 1993 when the church was founded. And that is absolutely the truth. Why is that? Because we have to be. It's our mandate. It's our job assignment from the head of the church. Oswald J. Smith said this. He said, "Every believer either needs to go to the nations themselves or send a substitute." Now listen, if you can send a substitute and not have to live in huts made out of manure and eat bug-filled rice out of banana leaves, then as far as I'm concerned, we should joyfully say, "You can go in my name, brother, and you can go in my name, sister." Although really, going to the nations is a large part of the mandate of this church. We've sent a number of teams out of this church. You know, Pastor Mark and I have gone, really thought we were called to the nations before we ever came to pastor. He was intending to live in Brazil, and I was intending to live in India. How many of you know those are on two opposite sides of the world? God's got a sense of humor, brought us together here in Alabama to minister, but we're here ministering with a heart for the nations. You know, one of the things that I love most about our church is that we look like heaven. The world has come to us. Last time I counted, and it's been years, 10 years, at that point we had 17 nations represented with first generation immigrants, meaning people who were born somewhere else and came to the United States. We had 17 nations represented. How wonderful is that? You can look around our church and see heaven. This is what heaven looks like. Every tongue, every tribe, every nation worshiping together, loving one another. Oh my goodness. Our nation could use a dose. Speaking of signs, wonders, and miracles. From the very first offering that we received at CWOL, the very first offering in the very first service, 10% of that money that came in to the general fund of this church was sent on to help win the nations of the world to Jesus Christ. The Lord spoke to Pastor Mark years ago and told him that our part, Cornerstone's part, of reaching the nations was to support Bible schools and those who operate them and teach in them around the world, a mandate we have held to this day. So why would God want us to support Bible schools? How many of you know God is smart? He really is. He's way smarter than we are. If you haven't figured out that yet, you know, anyway, he is. He's way smarter than all of us put together. And he's all about not just addition, he's all about multiplication. And so let's go to 2 Timothy 2:2. This is the Apostle Paul speaking, and he said, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Paul was saying to them, look, I've taught you. I've poured my life. I've poured my knowledge of the word. I've poured my revelation of the word into you. Now you go find faithful men and you pour it and download it into them and send them out. What is the point of that? It's multiplication of the workforce. How many of you know one minister, say if someone goes overseas as a pastor, that's wonderful. But they're in one place at one time, pastoring one group of people, where if you can take that same minister and put them in a Bible school, even if they train up just 10 people, all of a sudden now there's 11 people ministering. The original minister and the 10 people he trained. Now there's 11 workers. Now if those 11 go and train 11 more, how many know that's a whole bunch of folk? And that kind of exponential increase is what God is all about. How many of you know God doesn't want just one minister in one place burning themselves out trying to do all this stuff? No, we need to be multiplying the workforce. That's called the Pauline method of ministry. And that is what God has directed us to do. We are glad for those who go pastor. We're glad for those who go evangelize. We're glad for those who do translation work. When you see the thousands and thousands of languages around the world who don't even have a portion of the scripture translated in their language yet, it's shocking how many thousands of languages are that way. There's a big work to do in the nations. But our part, the Lord said, was to support Bible schools and those who teach in them so that the workforce can be multiplied and the nations reached and the peoples won and the peoples pastored and the peoples blessed, not just by, you know, in South America they call us gringos, not just by the gringos who come. I'm sure they probably call us worse behind our back in some places. But how many of you know it's not just us doing the work then? We're equipping and training national ministers to go and win their own people to Christ. How many of you know they know the language? They're used to the culture. They know that they are used to the food. Trust me, in some places that's a huge one. They know what to say and what not to say. I mean, if I say, "Where's the beef?" Y'all know what I'm talking about. How many of you know people could be here for years and never understand that? Why? Because it's something that's woven into the culture of our nation. There's a lot of things like that in the nations of the world, things where you could go and live and never really catch on to. But so what has God called us to do? He's called us to support those who are training national ministers to minister to their own people. What a marvelous mandate. God is a smart cookie. Let's go to Acts 19:9. It says, but when a multitude of people were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of the way before the multitude, he, Paul, departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. How many of you know the Bible doesn't exaggerate? The Bible says Paul went to this school of Tyrannus, taught 2 years, and how much of Asia? All of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Now listen, Asia in those days was about one-third of modern Turkey, but how many of you know that's still a lot of ground to cover without a car, without an airplane, without a telephone, without the internet, without television? We're talking about people walking and talking one-on-one with other people. In the space of 2 years, one-third of modern Turkey heard the gospel, heard about Jesus because he taught in the school and trained others who then took it to other people, who then took it to other people, who then took it to other people. Do you understand? It's a marvelous, effective way to do. And so that is what the Lord has asked us to focus on. It's particularly effective, this type of missions work, because we are, in essence, multiplying the workforce constantly. All right? Let me figure out where I am here. So that is where our overseas missions dollars have gone for the past 25 years. As I said earlier, we as a church have sent 10% of every dollar that's come into the general fund into the nations of the world to support worldwide efforts to reach the world for Christ. How many of you knew we did that? A lot of you did. How many of you didn't know? Hey man, 10% of everything you give keeps on giving. Going around the world to reach people for Christ. It's an amazing thing. In just a few moments, we're going to have a flag ceremony and introduce to you the 16 missionary families we are currently supporting starting out our next 25 years. Glory to God. Each flag represents a missions family and the nation that they're reaching for Christ. Now, 10% of the general fund may seem like a small amount of money, and I'm sure that in the beginning, the amounts were very small. But as our church body here has increased, so have the amounts that we have been able to sow into the nations. I had them run the figures, and they may not be exact to the penny, but over the last 25 years, we have given to the peoples and the nations represented by the flags on the wall. Are you ready for this? We as a church body have given in monthly support to missionaries 10%, a dime on a dollar, $1 million. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. $1,592,000. $18.60. Glory to God. One dime at a time. Woo! Glory to God. Are y'all with me? This church, we have given almost $1.6 million. To the evangelization of the world. That's just the flags on the wall. That doesn't include you pastoring with us in the Pastor's Travel Fund to send Pastor and I to the nations. That doesn't include the teams you helped support and sent out of this church. That doesn't include the $40,000 we were able to send to Rhema, India to complete their Bible school campus. That doesn't include the cars we've bought for missionaries. The modes of transportation, the motorcycles that we've bought for people. That doesn't include the times we paid for the education of people's children so they knew they were in a safe place and wouldn't be kidnapped. It doesn't include the times we did a shower in the box for a missionary who had a new baby overseas. All those extra things, they're not even included in that figure. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't don't have any idea how many team trips we've taken over the years, but I would say, what, a dozen, couple dozen more? Between not just you and I, but the church? He's saying probably 25. Team trips where we've allowed you to go and taken you and get your feet on foreign soil. I'm telling you, you need to go. Everybody needs to go at least once. It'll change your perspective on life. Sometimes we get all so caught up in what's going on. You know, we had a young man who went, a teenager, and he came home crying. He said, never again will I complain when my mom doesn't have my favorite food in the refrigerator. Never again will I, you know, give my mom a hard time for this or that. He said, I had no idea how the world lives. He said, I am so blessed. I'm telling you, if it was for nothing else but that, that's worth it right there. I tell you, everybody needs to go. Everybody needs to see. Everybody needs their perspective broadened from just me and my husband and my kids and us four and no more. Now, there's a whole wide world out there who needs Jesus. And we have given $1.6 million over the last 25 years, and most of you, some of you didn't even know about it, to support the winning of the world. Glory to God. No wonder the devil's mad at us. Wow. A lot of the ministries we support overseas, we are their largest donors. Matter of fact, when they come, I say, are we still number one? I like it. Why? Because I want to be a part of what they're doing. Listen, they're our ambassadors. They're going in our place. That means we get part of their reward because we're enabling them to go. Glory to God. It's my understanding that more and more churches are doing less and less for the nations. But I tell you, it's never going to be here as long as we're in charge of this church. We have a heart for the nations. We have a mandate from God, and we're going to do our part to win the nations of the world. I tell you, if you've not signed up for a trip or you've not checked into it, you need to do so. We have some trips coming up. One is scheduled to Guatemala coming up soon, but there's other trips that are in the working, and so keep your ears open for that. But, you know, we need to do our part. And I love the fact that we're their largest supporters. And how do I say this delicately without naming names? There are some schools that carry the names of large organizations, and we support the school better than the organization does that carries their name. That's much bigger than we are. But God. But God. Glory to God. Look what God has done. I got so excited when I saw that figure. I was like, nuh-uh. And they're like, yeah, yeah. So I went around to every staff member and I said, guess how much we've given to missions? And they were like, way low, of course. And I was like, okay, yeah, almost $1.6 million in monthly support. Yay, God. We support great ministers and great ministries. Honestly, we do. That are doing wonderful works for Christ in the nations. Early on, I told the Lord, bring us your best and we'll take care of them. I promise you we will. Listen, I was a missionary. I know what it's like to be believing your guts out for your health, for your finances, for something to teach when you're just brand new in the ministry. My faith was stretched in so many different directions at once, it wasn't funny. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, how I desire to be a blessing. How wonderful would it be if every missionary could be so well supported that they could use their faith for the harvest instead of for the money to stay on the field. We support some extraordinary ministries. And I'm not blowing smoke this morning. Nation changing, literally, ministries around the world. It's phenomenal, the people that God has hooked us up with. And these people in the nations, they are our ambassadors. I believe the concept that King David set in motion still applies. Both those who actually go and fight the fight and those who stay behind with the stuff get equal reward. So even while you're sleeping, you are laying up treasure in heaven around the world as our missionaries are working on our behalf. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that excites me. I can sleep and lay up treasure in heaven. Glory to God. Now, you can't do that all the time. You'd have nothing to give. But anyway, the very first missionaries that we supported as a church from that very first offering are John and Michelle Grunewald, whom we still support today. They sent a letter for the church's 25th anniversary, and I'd like to read it to you now, just as an example of what we as a church family have been able to accomplish around the world. The letter says, Dear Pastors Mark and Rhonda, oh, they did get it up, yay. Dear Pastors Mark and Rhonda and CWOL congregation, congratulations on 25 years. What we write is certainly one small part of what all you've been able to accomplish these first 25 years. But we believe you have had an amazing impact far beyond the local church in Alabama. Some of our greatest treasures are relationships. And in our case, we don't get to see all the people we love as often as we would like, but we still treasure those relationships. They are based on more than seeing each other often, but based on a common purpose. Pastors Mark and Rhonda, we love and appreciate you both. We've been living overseas the past 25 years while CWOL has been building the local church. And at the same time, you've also been a part of building the universal church overseas. The way you touched our lives was by making it possible for us to touch others' lives. Many years ago, a friend of ours heard God say this to his heart. I need you to let go of the hands around your table so there will be more hands around my table. Wow. Talking about extended family like at Thanksgiving when everybody gathers together. How many of you know he didn't want to let go of his extended family's hands to have to move overseas? And the Lord said to him, I need you to let go of the hands around your table so there will be more hands around my table. Wow. He never neglected his family, and his life brought many into the kingdom. By the leadership, giving, and praying of CWOL, we have a whole missions prayer group who prays for our missionaries in the nations. And they prayed out some incredibly accurate stuff. I'm taking a side journey here. This is not in their letter, but one time the prayer group, missions prayer group, was praying out about one of those snakes that, cobras. They were clearing land for a Bible school in India, and they kept praying out, somebody's putting cobras on the land. Man, they ran into more cobras. People were literally bringing cobras so the workers would get bit and would stop the work. But supernaturally, God protected them. Our group prayed it out, and we contacted them, and they said, that is exactly what's happened. But it never happened. Not one person got bit. Every one of those snakes got captured, and I doubt they killed it, at least not publicly. I don't know what they did to them, but anyway, I didn't ask no questions, but one way or another, the snakes disappeared. I really don't know what happened. I'm mostly being funny. I really don't know what happened to them, but they did something with them where they were there, not there anymore. But my point is, half a world away, literally, we made a supply of the Spirit available to them that helped them and protected them and helped them to fulfill the call of God. Okay, where was I? By the leadership, giving, and praying of CWOL, you have extended your reach to us and from us to many others. Each time we were able to take on more responsibility, our influence grew, and your reach was extended further into the world. How awesome is that? Listen, over the past 25 years, you have been a part of helping us plant over 250 Bible school campuses around the world. Oh, my goodness. This is through one missionary. graduating over 4,000 students from Bible schools from Europe and Africa alone. Hundreds of churches have been planted on both continents. Thousands of leaders have been trained, and books are continually being translated. We have continual testimonies of people being restored, healed, and lives being transformed. The greatest commission of all is found in Matthew 16, 18, where Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." This responsibility was passed on to all of us. We believe the greatest testimony that we as believers can have on this earth is that we helped to build the church, His church. That we fulfilled our assignments during our short time on this earth. Pastors Mark and Rhonda and CWOL have always recognized this responsibility and taken it seriously. We are so grateful that we've been able to be a part of helping you fulfill your vision, mandates, calling, and assignments. So again, congratulations on your first 25 years. I like that. On your first 25 years. And we believe the next 25 years will continue to produce more changed lives for eternity. Building the church together, John and Michelle Grunewald. Is that not amazing? That's one missions couple that we supported out of the dozens that we've supported over the years from this one couple. We know that we have helped them to plant. We have helped them to plant 250 Bible school campuses, 4,000 graduates of those Bible schools in Europe and Africa alone. We have helped them to plant hundreds of churches across Europe and Africa and train thousands of leaders. And on the testimonies go. Oh my goodness, the things that God has done. Look what the Lord has done through one church body in Madison, Alabama, who committed to obeying the direction of the Holy Spirit to sow 10% of their income into reaching the nations for Christ. It started with a dime on that very first dollar and has blossomed into great effectiveness with the dime we send on every dollar that comes into the general fund. That's absolutely amazing, and I know the Lord is pleased. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you the missionaries we are now supporting, starting out our next 25 years in ministry, all right? So the first flag that's coming in is a world flag being carried by Miss Brianna, and it represents Reverend Kenneth and Lynette Hagen and their ministries around the world. They have trained and are still training tens of thousands of ministers around the world. There is a Rhema graduate preaching on every inhabited continent of the world. The next flag. The next flag is the flag of Germany being carried by Lucas. It represents Reverends John and Michelle Grunewald, who were our very first missionaries and whose testimony I just read. They have planted Bible schools all over Europe and Africa, and really they're over half the world right now for Rhema, and they're doing an incredible, amazing job. The next flag is the flag of Mexico being carried by Joy and representing Reverends Bob and Mickey Scott, who have a ministerial training school in the nation of Mexico. They have trained up many Mexican nationals who are now taking the gospel to their own people in the nation of Mexico. The next flag is the flag of Chile being carried by Joseph. It represents Cornerstone Word of Life's own Bible Institute in the nation of Chile. We currently have 21 campuses of our Bible Institute operating across Chile and on Easter Island and are continually receiving reports about entire church congregations being forever changed by the word that's gone forth in the Bible school. The next flag is the flag of Australia. It's being carried by Ian and represents Reverend Tony and Patsy Caminetti. The Caminettis oversee Rhema Bible Training Center Australia and a Rhema Bible Training Center in Papua New Guinea. They have also planted 4 churches out of their ministry and are looking to expand their Bible schools and church planting. The next flag is the flag of Brazil, being carried by Miss Gloria and representing Reverend Jan Wright. Jan and her late husband, Bud, have pioneered an amazing work in Brazil, and I'm just not even kidding. They oversee, listen to this, and have pioneered 69 campuses of Rhema Bible Training Center inside of Brazil, out of which well over 200 churches have been planted. She also oversees 6 other international Rhemas in Angola, Japan, Portugal, Argentina, Chile, and Bolivia. They literally have changed the entire nation of Brazil, and I'm not even overstating the issue. The next flag is the flag of Kenya, being carried by Lauren and representing Reverends Vidar and Catherine Lagarde. The Lagardes have been in Kenya since 2006 and direct 7 campuses of Rhema Bible Training Center in Kenya, where they train hundreds of new ministers to reach their own people for Christ. The next flag is the flag of Cuba, being carried by Mr. Christian. It represents a brand new missions couple for CWOL, Reverends Pablo and Katie Ruiz. They have worked in nations all across Latin America and have a strong heart for that region of the world. And there's other stuff going on that we can't talk about, but y'all know. All right. The next flag is the flag of Guatemala, being carried by Miss Grace, who is of Guatemalan descent and represents Reverends Harry and Karen Wilson. The Wilsons have worked in Guatemala since 2009 and founded Destiny School of Ministry, where they are training up Guatemalan ministers to reach the end time harvest. The next flag is the flag of Ecuador, being carried by Mr. Uzias and represents Reverends Aldo and Pam Fernandez. They direct 2 School of Acts ministerial training schools, one in Ecuador and one in Chile. They also have a strong heart for evangelism and outreach. The next flag is the flag of Nepal, being carried by Miss Sophia and representing Reverend Antonia Haskell, which she'd probably kill me for that. She goes by Tony. But Reverend Haskell has founded and oversees ministerial training schools in the Philippines, Nepal, and other areas in Asia. Pastor Mark prophesied over her one time that as a grandmother, she would have a Bible school in a suitcase. And that's basically what she's done. She's founding Bible schools. Did you hear me? As a grandmother? She's a single lady, widow, grandmother. She's pioneering Bible schools all over Asia. I tell you, if you got to spend your life somehow, might as well be there. All right, I lost my place. Hold on. Okay. The next flag is the flag of China, being carried by Yu Chin, who is of Chinese descent and represents Andrew and Elizabeth Abrazi, another brand new missions couple for Cornerstone. They moved to Asia in 2007 and started Asia Commission. The main focus is training leaders and equipping national ministers. They have 13 schools in 3 different Asian countries and are training hundreds of national ministers in that region of the world. The next flag is the flag of Bulgaria, being carried by Miss Ellie, and represents Reverends Mark and Robin Six. Mark and Robin were previously Bible school directors in Belgium, Holland, and Taiwan. They are now pioneering minister training centers across Eastern Europe. The next flag is the flag of India, being carried by Miss Sarah, and represents Reverends N.Y. and Lata Torat. Reverend and Mrs. Torat are the directors of Rhema India, which has several campuses inside of India. They have trained thousands of Indian ministers who are working in all 29 states of India and in several other nations as well. The next flag is the flag of Egypt, being carried by Isaiah Warren. It represents Reverends Russ and Judy Joe Adams. Reverends Russ and Judy Joe have pioneered Bible schools in many nations of the world, training up national ministers. They currently oversee their own Explore Nations Bible College, which is training thousands of students from more than 20 countries on four continents. The next flag is the flag of Samoa, being carried by Miss Leah, and represents Reverend James and Patty Akui. The Akuis are directors of Rhema South Pacific in Samoa, Rhema Vanuatu, and Rhema Fiji. They are training ministers to reach the islands of the South Pacific and using their ship, Uttermost Witness, to evangelize the remote islands of the Pacific. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people and the nations that we as a church are currently supporting as they represent us as our ambassadors in the nations of the world. Together, hand in hand, we are fulfilling the command of Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. Yea, God. In just a few moments, they're going to take the flags and give them to the usher. Second service, the flags will be put up on the wall, but officially, but not quite yet. But before they go, I want us to take a minute and just pray. Pray for these people. Ask the Lord to bless them. Father, we come before you right now in Jesus' name. First of all, sir, it is such an honor to be a co-laborer with you here in Madison, Alabama, but also in the nations of the world. Oh, my goodness, Father, the mandate that you put upon this church, the ways you use us, even when some of us were totally unaware of what you were doing. Father, I thank you for the opportunity, for the blessing. I thank you that you trust us to take good care of these ministers, and I thank you for it. Father, I ask for exponential increase in the lives of every one of these ministry families. Father, I ask you to bless their marriages, to bless their children, to help them, Father. I thank you that you meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We call every need met in Jesus' name. Father, it's my will and my desire, and if it's mine, I believe it's yours, that our missionaries should not have to use so much of their faith for finances to stay on the field, Father, but that they can turn that faith to the harvest, turn that faith to reaching the peoples of the nations of the world. And so, Father, we bless them. I thank you, Father, for the fruit that is going forth, fruit that remains for eternity in these nations, because every one of these flags represents souls. It represents people whose lives are being changed. It represents people who are being saved, who are being taken right out of the jaws of hell and populating heaven. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, as you continue to send us your best ministries, we purpose, Father, to take care of them well. And we thank you for the opportunity to partner with all of these ministries. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
We hope you're inspired by today's message. If you want to hear more from the Word of God, head over to cwol.org. Check us out on YouTube or any social platform under @CWOLMadison. We believe God is working within you, and we want you to know Him so you too can make